WDAE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News. Time Magazine's Athlete of the Year had to deal with a stalker.
The Indiana Fever select Caitlin Clark.
Indiana police say the number one pick in the WNBA draft was forced to alter her public appearances and the places she went for fear that 55-year-old Michael Lewis would be there. Lewis has been charged with felony stalking, sending numerous texts and explicit DMs to Caitlin Clark from his social media accounts. Lewis is from Texas but was arrested in Indianapolis and acknowledged to officers who detained him any relationship he had with Clark was purely imaginary. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
His family announced the death of Oliviero Toscani, photographer of those provocative ad campaigns for Benetton in the 80s and 90s before breaking with the knitwear brand. One of his images depicted a black woman breastfeeding a white baby, part of Benetton's advocacy for diversity and religious tolerance. Oliviero Toscani was 82. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stanovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It's one thing not to advance in a nationally televised singing competition show. It's another thing to storm off when you're eliminated. And it's still another thing to do it dressed as a toad. Macy Gray is a Grammy-winning artist. On The Masked Singer, where her identity was concealed, she was referred to as Toad in a Hole, also known as a disgusting name for a breakfast plate. Gray eventually came back for the Q&A, where she said, "You know, I've been singing for a long time, and now I'm a toad." Ouch. At least she got paid. Timothée Chalamet will not only host Saturday Night Live in January, he will also be the musical guest. SNL announced the actor will make his third appearance as host January 25th. In addition to receiving rave reviews for his acting in the Bob Dylan biopic A Complete Unknown, the actor has also been lauded for his singing. Chalamet says he spent 5 years preparing for the role, which included singing lessons, and was adamant about not lip-syncing. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below zero and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 14 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend and colleague, Mr. Luke Mathers, will be in with a Tuesday tangent with Lukester. What's grinding his gears and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. On the line with us is our buddy Congressman Ro Khanna, who represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives, the Silicon Valley area, and is the vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. His website is khanna.house.gov. And over on Blue Sky, Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. And Congressman, welcome back to the program. And Happy New Year, by the way. I think it's the first time we've talked this year. What's on your mind today?
Well, Happy New Year, Tom. Obviously, the fires have been on my mind in California. I was back home in California. My district is up north, so we haven't been affected, but a lot of constituents have family and friends whose houses burned down. I mean, it's just a really tragic, devastating situation, and it's going to take a whole of state and country effort to rebuild L.A., the surrounding areas in Palisades and beyond.
Yeah, it's... I'm curious your thoughts on how Donald Trump and this massive right-wing media machine right now are trying to blame every little aspect of the fires on principally Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass. My guess is that they're trying to neuter Gavin Newsom of his potential to run for president in 4 years or 3.5 years.
Well, it's awful to politicize the tragedy. I mean, look, the response should be like Governor Abbott, who is the governor of Texas, a Republican. He said, I'm going to be sending firefighters to L.A., and our thoughts and prayers are with California. Usually in times of national crisis is one of the few times that people come together, and there's plenty of time for politics. And if they were asking these questions, as some of them being illegitimate, 2-3 months from now, that's one thing. But while people are still trying to contain these fires, while people are watching still today their property or housing burn, for them to be distracting, it's just awful. It's not what we are supposed to be as Americans.
There also was a leaked document this morning from the House Republicans suggesting that they want to cut Medicaid, which, you know, currently aids about 80 million people, that they want to turn it into a program where it's a per capita cap. So if somebody's really expensive, you know, a child with cerebral palsy or something, they burn through that cap very, very quickly. They also want to cut back, you know, use this Edwin Park, a research professor at Georgetown University's School of Public Policy. He says this is designed to fail to keep pace with expected growth in healthcare costs. in order to severely cut federal Medicaid spending, with these cuts growing larger and larger over time. Moreover, the caps would fail to account for any unexpected cost growth, such as public health emergencies or costly drug therapies. The cuts would only help bankroll Trump's tax cuts for his billionaire friends. Do you think this is going to work? They're going after Medicare now, apparently.
Well, it's inhumane. But look, Tommy, you made this point. If you care about the deficits in this country, the reality is that spending has either stayed flat, in some cases actually gone down in terms of a percent of GDP over the last 10 years. Yeah. So what has happened? We've just given tax breaks to the very wealthy. That is why we have these deficits. What does the Republicans want to do? They want to give more tax breaks to the very wealthy, and they don't want to add to the deficit. So what does that mean? They're going to have to further cut programs that have been flatlined for a decade. And this means cuts in Medicare. It could mean cuts in Social Security. It means cuts in the Department of Education. But, you know, the one thing that you've got listeners all over the country that we need to push back strongly is this idea that federal spending has somehow gone up. It's just not factually true. What has happened is massive tax breaks for the very wealthy.
Yeah, I got it. All right, let's pick up some phone calls here. Wayne in Philadelphia, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hey, how you doing, Tom? And so, with all, we know what the Republicans want to do. All the cuts there in Medicare. We know that they're going to cut all these programs because they got to get a cash tax cut. They do it every time. What is the Democrats' response? And I hope the Democrats' response is we're going to work with the criminal where we can. We're not calling him the criminal. That's what I call him because that's what he is, convicted felon. What is the Democrats' response going to be? Right now, the response that I'm seeing from the Democrats is Chuck Schumer, nothing. Hakeem Jeffries, nothing. Dick Durbin, nothing. What is your response going to be? I hope it's not the Neville Chamberlain response.
Well, I can assure you it won't be the Neville Chamberlain response. Hakeem gave a speech when he handed over the gavel saying very clearly the Democrats will fight with every fiber for being against cuts on Social Security, cuts on Medicare, cuts on Department of Education that help working and middle-class people. I believe you will have a unified Democratic Party. I mean, I'm a progressive Democrat, but this isn't just going to be a fight that is progressive Democrats. I think you will have all 215 members of our caucus strongly oppose these tax breaks to the very wealthy on the backs of the working and middle class. The last time Donald Trump tried one of these things in 2017, it was wildly unpopular, and I expect that it's going to be wildly unpopular again. Because of the policy. I mean, it's helping the people who already have extraordinary wealth at the expense of the folks who have it rough out there, the working and middle class.
If I could ask a follow-up to that, you know, we've seen a Republican strategy where you've got Democrats and Republicans having relatively equal numbers, where the billionaire donors or people affiliated with the Republican Party will reach out to a couple of what they consider to be vulnerable Democrats and spiff the hell out of them, you know, give them all kinds of benefits to get them on their side. We saw this with the payoffs to Kyrsten Sinema, for example, and Joe Manchin. And that, you know, prevented us from getting the For the People Act or the John Lewis Voting Rights Act. It's looking to me like they're now reaching out to massage John Fetterman, and he might be amenable to that sort of ego-stroking or financial support. Are you concerned about this?
Well, when I criticized Senator Kyrsten Sinema, people said, "Well, what are you doing? She's could be a senator for many years." And turns out that money is not enough. Kyrsten Sinema didn't run for re-election because she would have gotten destroyed. And Ruben Gallego is the new senator. So I think it's a cautionary tale for any Democrat who may want to cooperate within a Trump agenda that's going to hurt working class or middle class families or compromise their values. Now, I've known Senator Fetterman a long time. We worked together on Bernie Sanders' campaign. I still believe that he has an economic populism in him, and even places where we haven't seen eye to eye on the Middle East or on immigration, I would be shocked and do not think he would compromise when it comes to tax breaks for the very wealthy. I mean, he's always been an economic populist. But in terms of your broader point, we have to be vigilant about it.
Yeah, thank you. Michael in Gainesville, Florida, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Yes, hello, Congressman Connor. I think you're the reason, and progressives are the reason Trump won, and I'm a Democrat, so I'm very sad to say that, but for 70 years, every time a child has been born, that child has been probabilistically going to be less well off than the parent for 70 years, and that's under both Republican and Democrat purveyance. And I think the people went for the wild card. And I know you can't automatically just say, okay, next year everything will be, this will be the 71st year, things will be better. But the things you're not saying is why we're in this situation. You're not saying that you're going to do a full burning and health care is a human right, or that we've got two genocides, one in Yemen and one in Gaza. You're not screaming that from the mountaintops, and you're supposedly the progressive, and that's why Trump won, because we know the others are crooked and will not serve the populist people, and will let us just, at least in Rome they gave you bread in a Colosseum. Now both Democrats and Republicans are basically doing a lot of talking, but they're both rationing bread, and it's just enough. That's why Trump exists. He may do.
Let's get the response, things, and you've made your point.
Well, look, I bagged Bernie Sanders in 2016. I spent 2 years of my life campaigning all over for him as his co-chair in 2020. I have done videos every week on Medicare for All and the denials by health insurance companies, what they're doing in terms of the costs on the public, the people who are going without health care. I agree with you that we've had an economy that has concentrated wealth in the hands of a few because of shareholder buybacks, because of huge executive stock compensation, and it has led to stagnation for 40, 50 years of the working and middle class. And we've been pushing a bold, progressive agenda in the House and with Bernie Sanders, and we will continue to do that. Obviously, we couldn't get Bernie over the line, but that doesn't mean that we're not trying our hearts out to stand up for these values.
Ray in Springfield, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Connor.
Hey, good morning. Listen, the decision by the Supreme Court to give immunity to the president for anything he does or whatever, but let's say he does issues an order that is arguably illegal. Are the people who carry out those orders, are they subject to being prosecuted?
Right, it's a great question. I have often joked that we don't put American presidents in jail in this country, but we often put everyone around them in jail. So there is some check on functionaries around him if it's something that's blatantly wrong. And look, I strongly disagreed with the Supreme Court opinion, and there should be criminal liability for a president if he does things that are grossly illegal. But the problem, in my view, is not the court's decision. The problem is, do we have Republicans, members of Congress in the House and Senate, willing to stand up to him if he does things that are illegal? Because there is a political remedy for that. It's called impeachment. It's called asking someone to resign. And in my view, I put more blame on the cowardice in the Republican Party to check Donald Trump, what the founders envisioned as the checks and balances, than on that Supreme Court decision, though I disagree with it.
There you go. Congressman Ro Khanna, Vice Chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour in a Progressive National Town Hall meeting. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
You can find Congressman Khanna's website at Khanna, khanna.house.gov. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Rep. Ro Khanna.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
it? No, not at all.
The Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again? Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Donald J. Trump has been officially certified the winner of the 2024 election the way that the Constitution dictates. You see how simple that is? There's a vote, you certify the results, democracy moves on. You might not like the results. The person I wanted to have elected didn't win, but that's the way democracy works. Unlike 4 years ago on January 6th, where rioters stormed the Capitol.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concerns about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. Get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. After all, their slogan is SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Go to SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. A world divided, it seems. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls for Congressman Ro Khanna.
Blue in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, nice to talk to you both. Congressperson, I called before and I asked if you could talk to somebody about putting heart rate variability biofeedback devices with little chairs in public places, because they're like fight or flight detectors. Did you talk to anybody about that?
Remind me of this exactly.
What are you talking about, Blue?
Well, it's a technical little device. It's not BPM. It's not beats per minute. It's a different measurement of your heart rate. But what it would do is it would spread awareness if you put these devices with a little chair so people could sit down. It would spread awareness about the difference between the parasympathetic nerves and the sympathetic nerves, and how anybody can control that. They can control whether they're in fight or flight or not just by feeling what's going on inside of them.
Okay. Congressman?
Sure. Well, if you send me an email, I'm happy to look into it. I don't know if it's something that would help just health safety or if it's something else, but you can go on my website and email me, and I will take a look.
It seems more like the kind of thing a wellness company might want to be selling. Mayor in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. Two things I have. Tom, I don't know if you saw that there was a commercial that had your voice on it that was promoting that Medicare Advantage. That was really weird.
Really?
Because I know you're against it. Yes.
Where did you hear this?
On your show, on a commercial.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Which station?
103.7. It's KPRC in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Okay. I'll have to ask them what's going on with that. Keep going.
Yeah, that freaked us out. We were like, oh, no, not Tom, too.
Yeah.
But then, Representative Khanna, I have a thought that I wanted to run by you. I don't know if you can even speak to this or
we just have a few seconds, so right to it, Mayor.
Yeah. Do you think that Putin is behind whispering in Trump's ear about grabbing land, Greenland, Canada, the Gulf of Mexico? Is this a Putin plot to expand empire?
Or to legitimize what Putin's doing with Ukraine?
Well, look, I think Trump is surrounded by people who simply look at material acquisition and wealth as their North Star. And they have forgotten what makes America truly remarkable is our commitment from Woodrow Wilson to FDR to self-determination. And my grandfather spent 4 years in jail alongside Gandhi fighting for India's independence, and was FDR who pushed Churchill and the British to decolonize. And now, in sort of a quest for material wealth, they're abandoning the very principles of America. Now, I don't think it'll succeed, but just that they're contemplating.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If you want to finish the thought, 10 seconds.
Just the contemplation of it suggests that we're unrooted from principle. I mean, we as Americans don't go just conquer land or try to acquire things because
there you
of
go. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Look, yo, how do you feel today? Maybe you're a little hungover again, feeling a little embarrassed about a few things? Listen, why haven't you called yet to get help? Man, aren't you tired of feeling this way? So listen, whatever your party drug of choice is, there are ways to get clean and sober, especially if it's messing with your life. Hey man, we all have choices. You can make a choice right here, right now, today, to call the number I'm about to give you and start a brand new life without drugs or booze. I know it's hard to think about this, but imagine how great your life could be. And all it takes is one simple phone call. I've got a team of people standing by ready to check your insurance and let you know what it takes to get clean and sober. Okay, so get ready to save this number, because here it comes.
800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. 800-961-2480. That's 800-961-2480. Paid for by the Detox Treatment Helpline.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Los Angeles authorities reporting 10 arrests in the ongoing wildfires. District Attorney Nathan Huckman.
These are the people who are seeking to exploit this tragedy for their own benefit. These are people who have engaged in looting, arson.
He didn't specify what they should be, but House Speaker Mike Johnson says any federal aid as Los Angeles continues recovering from the ongoing wildfires should be conditional. At the State Department, President Biden talked up his foreign policy legacy, declaring, in his view, how his administration has made America's adversaries weaker. He noted that Ukraine is still free and independent. North Korea has been making a big show of its military capabilities ahead of President-elect Trump's nomination this coming Monday. South Korea says Pyongyang fired multiple short-range missiles into the Sea of Japan. They flew about 155 miles before falling into the water. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The show must go on. Despite wildfires continuing to burn, production will start up again in Los Angeles. After being put on hold last week, Variety reports that shows like Jimmy Kimmel Live, NCIS Origins, and The Neighborhood will resume production. Other shows like Hacks, Suits LA, Ted, and Amazon's Fallout have not resumed production after being affected last week. Hollywood continues to rally around the victims of the LA fires. The latest organization to donate money is the Screen Actors Guild and American Federation of TV and Radio Artists. SAG-AFTRA had closed its offices due to the fires, which started January 7th. The union also postponed its in-person award nominating ceremony. SAG-AFTRA president, actress Fran Drescher, offered support to victims and those who have lost their homes and announced her union would donate $1 million to victims through the SAG-AFTRA Foundation. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A milestone for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, after a string of conference wins, Wisconsin is back in the nation's top 25, ranked 24th this week. The Badgers host Ohio State tonight in Madison, and if they win, it'll be Greg Gard's 200th career win as head coach. Gard has helped players improve their game, like forward Stephen Crowell.
Steve is best when he's aggressive. And I think the last four games, we've tweaked how we sub him in and out a little bit. I think it's helped him, but he knows an aggressive Steve is the best Steve.
NBA, the Bucks are in action tonight at Fiserv Forum. They host the Sacramento Kings. NFL, Packers players cleaning out their lockers now that the season is over after losing to the Eagles Sunday night. The Bears have requested to interview Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich for their head coaching job. They also plan to meet with Mike McCarthy, who was not renewed by the Dallas Cowboys. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A chilly night ahead as temperatures drop to 0 to 5 below 0 and wind chills around 20 below. Skies will turn mostly clear, northwest winds. On Tuesday, sunshine with highs in the lower to middle teens. Currently 14 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt Nair on Air. Thank you, Greg and Calvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Dom Selvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn as the national media landscape continues to evolve. Plus, when insurance companies go broke, who pays? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Events with top thinkers and activists and so much more. Ready to take action? Visit ffrf.us/Hartman with two N's at the end. Or text my name, Hartman, with those two N's to 511-511 and become a member today. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/Hartman. Together, we can make 2025 the year we protect our religious liberties like never before. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/Hartman. And welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Congressman Ro Khanna with us for the hour, taking your calls in a National Progressive Town Hall meeting. Marty in Wixom, Michigan. You're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hi, Tom, and Representative Khanna. And thanks, Tom, for letting me ask this question directly to the congressman. My question relates to what I think is arguably the biggest destructive move that Trump intends to pursue because of its long-term effects on the federal budget, and that is his proposed extension of the multi-trillion dollar tax cut, overwhelmingly benefiting billionaires and large corporations. That will inevitably lead to pressure to cut things like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and so forth. Now, the good news is that polls show that the public overwhelmingly doesn't like those tax cuts for the rich. So with a very slim Republican majority, it would seem possible to prevent them from passing that, even in reconciliation, if enough visibility is put on that issue. So my question is, could the Democrats prepare now and have ready to run on TV and social media advertisements in the districts of potentially vulnerable Republican congressmen to inform people of this impending terrible giveaway to the rich and urge them to call their congressperson to oppose any such legislation? I would think it'd be possible to make the issue so radioactive that they couldn't get enough Republican votes to pass it. What do you think, Representative?
Well, I appreciate your strategic sense. I do think being aggressive and potentially running ads on it makes sense, put people on notice. Unfortunately, the one thing I've noticed in my 8 years in Congress is Republicans almost always vote for any tax break for the rich. It's sort of in their DNA. But putting them on the defensive and letting them know that this is where we're going to prosecute the case is good strategy.
Kelly in Kingman, Arizona, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Thank you, Tom, and Congressman Khanna. My question is... wrapped up in something that we all know. We all know that foreign enemies are meddling in our social media and influencing people. But what we never hear is anybody in our leadership or in the government telling us that every single day, reminding people. And I try to tell people, and they go, well, why doesn't anybody in the government say anything? That's my question, Congressman.
Well, we have spoken out about the risks of foreign interference. Obviously, there was a whole sense with what Putin was doing in Russia and the infiltration of the Trump campaign. I mean, Trump was impeached over it. There is a concern about infiltration on social media by the Chinese Communist Party. But we need to continue to make sure that we're speaking out against foreign interference, and also foreign election spending in the American political process.
Let's see. Oh, sorry. Bradley in Northport, Michigan. You are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. Sort of piggybacking on a earlier call in regard to the upcoming tax bill that they're just chomping at the bit to get done. The earlier tax bill that Trump had done, were there absolutely any loopholes that were closed? And with the upcoming bill. Is there any way that you can get proactive to make sure that some of those do get closed and identified, because they wouldn't be called loopholes if they didn't exist? So I'm certainly not making use of them. I work every day and should be retired, but certainly am not. So I wish that would be addressed, and thank you.
Well, unfortunately, they didn't close any loopholes last time. I mean, they had a minimum tax on foreign earnings, but that was 10%, whereas in the United States, it's a 21%. So it's still a huge incentive to offshore jobs. The biggest thing we could do is to raise that foreign tax to at least 21%, so that you don't have an incentive for companies to go to Mexico or China or India just to avoid taxation, and then close the loophole for carried interest, where people are making money on management fees, and it's not getting taxed at ordinary income. So there are a lot of loopholes that we could close, but the Republicans and Trump had no interest in closing them.
Carol in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, you are on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Hello. Hello, Tom, and hello, Representative Khanna. And Representative Khanna, I just want to say you're amazing. I appreciate when you're on here. It's just being able to talk to you, and I know your work. I actually represent a group, independent voters, and we have Democrats, too, in our group throughout the United States. I just wanted to mention that. Tom already knows it. But my first thing, Tom, for you, I also saw on my channel, Channel 269, Dish TV, a Medicare Advantage commercial. So I wanted you to know that.
Okay.
I was shocked, too, just like that lady from Mexico.
It wasn't voiced by me, though, was it, Carol?
No. Okay. No, it was.
I don't know
no,
how that
it was
happens.
Not. Right. No, it was not. But I just want to let you know, I thought Tom would never, I mean, I immediately thought Tom would never do yeah. that, you know. Yeah. But anyway, so my first question was, I just have two real quick ones. Representative Khanna, if you could tell us, again, I'm the selected spokesperson, if you could tell us, can we, like when Sinema decided to become a Republican, can you tell me if we can impeach as voters when we voted them in and I'm not from that state, but some of my members are, you know, she got voted in as a Democrat, but then she decided, along with Manchin, to do the critical vote having to do with about voting down the Lewis Voting Rights Bill. Anyway, so can we impeach? Is there mechanisms for us to put in place besides phone calls or whatever to have the person impeach when they turncoat? That's my first question. And the second one is, if you could, the second one really quick is, and then I'll get off at the air, is the 25th Amendment enacted? I know it's there, but I want to know where's that? Is that in the Judicial Committee? They would enact that to remove the Oathbreaker insurrectionist and repeat number two.
Let's get an answer here.
Well, unfortunately, there is no recourse when someone is elected to the Congress or the Senate for voters to kick them out of the House or Senate can kick them out if they engage in illegal conduct or unethical conduct. But that is why we have to be so careful when we're in these elections. Now, unfortunately, with Sinema, she ran to the left, and it was unexpected, and that's why there was such anger and frustration. In terms of the 25th Amendment, I think that's for mental incapacitation, but it also requires still a two-thirds vote of the House and the Senate, which is harder to get than even impeachment.
Joy in Coos Bay, Oregon, you're on the air with Congressman Khanna.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, Congressman Khanna. I used to live in the San Francisco Bay Area. I lived there for 20 years, 30 years, anyway. And I lived there when the 1991 East Bay Hills fire occurred. And I was 10 years later, I was going to Mills College, and my house burnt down. And my graduate thesis on the 1991 East Bay Hills fire in Oakland. And it's been really difficult for me, knowing what happened in Oakland and the lessons that they learned in Oakland, and not seeing those same lessons. I don't understand how come they didn't get transferred down to L.A. In Oakland, yes, hydrants ran dry. in Oakland, there was a breakdown in communication between the police and the fire. And it was these kind of issues in the aftermath of that 1991 fire that Oakland addressed some of those problems and rectified them. And so I'm really, really flabbergasted that these problems, that I'm seeing a repeat of some of those problems down in L.A. And I'm just stunned. I don't understand how we can have that. I mean, in Oakland in 1991, the East Bay Hills fire was the largest urban fire.
Let's get a response, Troy.
Well, Troy, thank you for sharing that. I'm sure it's traumatic to see this happening now in L.A. You raise valid questions. I mean, look, I don't think anyone would say that the state was adequately prepared. We need to have a Bay Area preparedness and statewide preparedness for these kind of disasters in the future, and answer why there wasn't that water in the fire hydrants, why some of the brush wasn't clear around the city, what we can be doing better to identify these fires, and having drones perhaps go with water to put them out. I mean, there needs to be a whole discussion and plan going forward so we're better prepared next time.
It is 45 minutes past the hour. Congressman O'Connor is with us for the hour, taking your calls in a national progressive town hall meeting. You can find his website at Khanna, K-H-A-N-N-A, .house.gov. You can find him over on Blue Sky at Rep. Ro Khanna, R-O Khanna. And he's vice chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and represents the 17th District of California in the U.S. House of Representatives. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Khanna in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
And Congressman Khanna, I understand you've got to leave in about 5 minutes. Okay, we'll let you go on the other side of this bridge. Hang on.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late.
Well, thanks for raising that. 800-213-9264.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood
if
for
done that.
Kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not
with
doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days.
Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zany's next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all the fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. I try to eat healthy, but I'm human. I mean, occasionally I fall off the healthy eating bandwagon. The other day, I ate some of our favorite cookies that Louise got for Christmas. Even when I mess up my diet and nutrition, though, Field of Greens helps keep me on a healthy track. How in the world can Field of Greens promise better health? Because each fruit and vegetable was doctor-selected for a specific health benefit. There's a health, heart health group, lungs and kidney group, metabolism, even healthy weight. Field of Greens is radically better. It is the only one that promises better health or your money back. I love the energy I get with Field of Greens. One drink a day is all it takes. You'll look and feel healthier with more energy fast, and your doctor will notice your improved health or you get your money back. Get your New Year's discount with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com to get your New Year's discount, fieldofgreens.com.
No more rules, just his command. He'd be the ruler of this land. Promises of power, promises of might. He'd make the world tremble at his sight. Day one, he'd change it all. Turn our nations rise into a fall. Dictator on day one said he'd be tearing down our liberty. With every word a chilling sound, he'd turn our world upside down. Dictator on day one, so bold, so clear, spreading fear far and near. We won't let this darkness come. We'll fight until our freedom's won. Descent, make a mockery of a freedom myth. No more justice, no more rights, just his vision.
Welcome back. 52 minutes
night.
Past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Congressman Khanna has left. He had to leave it 10 minutes before the hour. He had a commitment here in a couple of minutes. So you're stuck with me here. So let's, Larry in Los Angeles, what's on your mind, Larry?
Kudos to you, Tom, for your teachings. And number one, what evidence do we have that Trump has engaged in treason? And number two, can you expand on the subject of Trump and him declaring martial law to stay in power?
Sure. Well, first off, what we know is that in May of the first year of his presidency, I believe it was May, he invited secretly, he thought it was secret, Sergei Kislyak and Sergei Lavrov, the Russian ambassador to the U.S. and the Russian foreign minister, their equivalent of a secretary of state, into the Oval Office, where he handed to them the name of an Israeli/American spy who was operating in Syria. And which was something that Russia very much wanted to know. He burned a spy. That's treason. just as a starting point. I would add to that all the documents that he stole and took down to Mar-a-Lago and made available to Russian and Chinese spies who we know were at Mar-a-Lago and could have easy access to them, among other things. And we haven't even started to know, you know, what he might have taken to other parts of the world. There's multiple reports that he would travel around the world and he would leave these documents, you know, just out in the open in hotel rooms in places where the secret police, in countries where the secret police would just routinely, you know, like in Russia. I don't know that he actually went to Russia, but in those kinds of things, you know, where people would get that. So I think there's plenty of evidence of treason or something close to it, plus his collusion with Biden. With regard to the declaration of martial law, he tried to do that. He tried to do it, as I recall, at least twice. Once around the protest when he did his Bible, upside down Bible photo op thing in Lincoln Square. Is it Lincoln Square? Whatever the square is that became Black Lives Matter area. And also, you know, during the Black Lives Matter protests more generally. And his military shut him down. So I fully expect he's going to try and do it again. I mean, it's a violation of the Posse Comitatus Act. He'll have to declare a state of emergency first. I don't know for sure what kind of mechanisms can stop that, whether the Supreme Court has any say in it, whether Congress will be able to do anything, and whether the Republicans, I mean, this is going to be a big test of Republicans, whether they're going to go along with the actual destruction of the rule of law in the United States and, you know, turning America into an authoritarian paradise, or whether they're going to push back against Trump. And we won't know probably for a couple of weeks, but it's going to get wild, Larry. It's going to get very, very wild. Thanks for the call. Jim in Tampa, listening to WMNF. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Oh, man, we're stuck with you. How can we do that?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Hey, happy 2025, Tom.
Thank
nice
you.
To talk to you again. Hey, real quick, I was wondering, Ro Khanna, but I wonder what happened with it. I think Biden just passed the thing that we're railing against, the GPO and the WEP for federal employees that were collecting a pension and that, but I don't know if you're cognizant of that or not. But,
you're talking about the changes to Social Security, so that...
Yeah.
Government offset, I'm very familiar with it.
Government offset pension and...
Yeah, it's a good
government
thing.
Offset pension, yeah. Yeah, I was wondering when that's going to start taking effect. I hope it does before the 20th or we're done, you know?
I thought it took effect after the first of the year, but I might be wrong. I'm sorry,
okay.
I don't have the exact date when it goes into effect, but I thought it was already now in effect.
Okay, you know, Tom, I live by your word. I know that you, most of the time, 99.99% of the time, when you say something, it's gold.
Well, I'm saying right now, I don't know for sure. So look it up. But it should be out there. Jim, I got to run. I'm sorry, but thank you for your kind words and great question. And I'm sorry, Ro Khanna probably would have known the answer, but he had to leave. On the other side of this break, what is this AfD German party that Elon Musk is endorsing, and why? And what about the Republicans who voted against preventing wildfires in California?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560.
News from the center, WRCE. Earl
Ingram.
Join me on the next show. Sandy Williams will be here to talk about what to expect from the Trump administration with the inauguration less than a week away.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots.
Woot, woot!
And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The Justice Department sent to congressional leadership the part of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report dealing with then-President Trump's role in the Capitol riot. The report, obtained by ABC News through a source who got their hands on it. In a letter accompanying the report, Smith calls laughable Trump's baseless attacks on the federal prosecutors who brought two criminal cases against him. The Los Angeles wildfires continue, and the hot, dry Santa Ana wind that fanned the first blazes is returning.
We've got 36 hours of what will be an urgent situation again in California. It is different than what happened last week. It's a little less, but still the type that can take down trees and power lines. And we've got this upper level support speeding up the Santa Ana winds and making it even bigger.
ABC News meteorologist Ginger Z. Federal public health officials reporting high levels of respiratory illnesses, flu, COVID, and RSV in 29 states, very high levels in 6 states. This is ABC News. Jim Ryan. More than a dozen of President-elect Trump's cabinet